What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Black Tie Movement is changing movement in the city of Memphis. They are just simply the best. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on the budget that you guys agreed to. And you're going to be glad you went with the good folks at Black Tie Moving because they're pros, and that's what you deserve. You deserve a professional experience when you're moving your things because they're pieces of your life. Whether you're moving in Memphis, out of Memphis, cross town, cross country, let them handle the move for you. Black Tie Moving, 316-6196 is the phone number. They're changing moving in the city of Memphis. Before we get into the rundown, I don't know if you saw this, but Jason, there's a thought that that 2024 Maui Invitational, Memphis beat UConn, Memphis beat Michigan State, there's a thought that that would be the last great Maui field because they just announced their 2025 Invitational.
Mm-hmm.
And here are the following teams. NC State, Seton Hall, USC, Boise State, Washington State, Chaminade, Texas, and Arizona State. I don't think there's a single top 15 or 20 team in there.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't surprise me, and I think the wasn't the battle for Atlantis really not great either.
Yeah, he did have Baylor in Tennessee, I think. I don't remember exactly. Maybe I'm misremembering the
You've said why. I mean, everybody wants to be in the event in Las Vegas.
That's exactly right. The 2024 battle for Atlantis had Gonzaga, Indiana, and Arizona. I was thinking of a different one. Maybe that was the Baja Mar.
I thought we had the coming up one.
You're
talking about that's this coming one or that's last year?
That was last year.
I thought maybe it's not out. I thought like this Maui you're saying is coming.
Right. This year's
maybe this
Battle
one's
for Atlantis.
Out. I don't know. I could be just.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, it's basically all the American teams, bro. There's mostly nothing but mid majors. Colorado State, St. Mary's, South Florida, Vandy, VCU, Virginia Tech, West Kentucky, Wichita State. I mean, some of those teams are just bad.
That's what I'm saying. It's already changed. Like you're saying, the Maui's.
Yep.
Following in the footsteps, but you had predicted this months ago, saying everybody's trying to get out to the
That's
NIL
right.
event.
Honestly, Memphis is in the best event with Purdue and Wake Forest and Texas Tech. I mean, that's better than the Maui.
It's the worst battle for Atlantis I've ever seen, and like this sounds like the worst. I don't have it in front of me, but what you read sounds like the worst Maui we've ever seen.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a way, bro. So you're going to have to get into that players era.
Your history isn't – or those have got to change the format, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pay up because mm-hmm. that's where we're at now. Your history and tradition isn't going to get you the same feel
that
it used to. And so either you catch up to where we are now and catch up to this Vegas event or – bow out because it's going to be a secondary product.
Yeah, Players
Otherwise,
Era 2025.
That's the name. I need to commit the name to memory.
I mean, bro.
I just keep saying Vegas, but it's got everybody.
St. John's, Auburn, Houston, Bama, Gonzaga, Kansas, Tennessee, Michigan, Syracuse, UConn, I think. Or is that Arizona? I can't tell. I think it's Arizona. But yeah, I mean, that's every big player right now in the game. Yeah. So
some of the old is dead now, unless they want to play catch up. Which, yeah. You know, I don't know if those
crate
are those. You know, tournaments in a position to do so. You got to have sponsorship to pay that money. Maui's sort of still in a boat where they're trying to, you know, they're trying to catch up from the fires from a couple of years ago. I just saw a story about that on ESPN. I don't think they're in a position that they can all of a sudden become, you know, start handing out droves and droves of NIL money.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe there is no catching up for those events. Maybe they're changed forever.
Right.
You know, in terms of taking a step back for this new, you know, sort of the, what we do now.
Mm. Good for Pastner. He's in there. He got UNLV in there.
Good.
But yeah, you're going to have to find a way to sneak in, man. Because, you know, it's just, there's like San Diego State's in this. So that means like there's room for a team like Memphis. I think those teams are pretty comparable. You know, Rutgers is in it. I will say there's really no, it's Power Five for the most part. I mean, UNLV's only in it because it's in Vegas, right? So it's mostly a Power Five event or whatever you want to call it, power structure. So you got to find a way to get in this thing somehow, some way, even if it's taking less or, you know, paying to get in it. I don't know. But yeah, that's the way of the world, man. It, you know, Maui was this, it was like held up. It was like the thing to kick off college basketball. And even it's dying because of NIL. Because, you know, if you're a coach, you're gonna take your team where you can win $1 million. I'm sure that prize money is going up too, right? Yeah. Last year from this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that, but I think it was like $1 million last year. And you know, I can only imagine that price goes up. Yeah. $20 million will be distributed to teams and players for participation in the players era.
Until Maui and the Battle for Atlantis are doing that, they're not going to draw anybody.
Yeah.
In terms of these bigger ones.
Exactly.
Everybody's going for the money. That's nothing. That's where we are in college athletics.
So here we go. If you're in, period, mm-hmm. you get $1 million. You're just in the, if you like UNLV got $1 million in there. I imagine that probably is like a 30 to 40% increase in their NIL budget off the rip just for being in this, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, imagine Memphis, it'd be 20% if we say they have a $4 to $5 million budget.
Is UNLV, I'm assuming, grandfathered in every year because it's going to be a
big. I think so. That'd be my guess. I don't know that though. I don't know if they were in it last year.
Heck of a deal if so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would want to be.
Yeah, because last year you had A&M and Oregon. They're gone. So it's expanded greatly from a year ago. Yeah, UNLV was not in it last year.
Okay.
So they
don't get the hometown.
Yeah.
Shoe in every year.
They had 8 teams last year.
How many do we have this year?
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 teams. So you went from 8 to 18?
That's only going to get bigger.
100%. I mean, because if people, you know, I mean, if they get, it's going to become the thing. It's just going to become the thing. Like, everybody's going to say, we have to be there. So all the sponsors, they're going to go from Maui and Battle for Atlantis, and they're all going to come here, you know? So take some of that $250 million you were willing to give the Big 12 and find your way into this thing, because that's the investment. I mean, if we, you know, we got to do what we can. Right?
Does that thing have a television deal with ESPN?
It's TNT.
TNT.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So.
Boy, that gives them some good inventory there.
And they have a ton. They'll put you on TBS, True TV, yeah, TNT. Yeah. Like last year they had some on Max, they had some on TNT, they had some on TBS. It's basically like the NCAA tournament, bro. Like, you know, how they put you on different channels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's good inventory for them. It's great marketing. It's a high-profile event. This is a no-brainer, man. Penny was in Vegas with during the Summer League, man. We got to get him in touch with the right people.
I mean, the way he's scheduling now and who he's, you know, who's okay with scheduling games with him, you'd think, you know, the soonest they can get Memphis in there, they'd do it. I mean, you finished a top 25 program last year.
Yeah.
You figure you won a high-powered event.
Yeah.
It's not I would hope that you're right there at the front of the line begging, not at the back of the line begging, because everybody in college basketball is going to be begging to get into it.
Exactly. Anyway, there you have it. That's the Maui Invitational Field just announced. All right. Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go. All right, over at the Daily Memphian, there is a piece up from the great Sam Hardiman, who, I mean, is there anything this guy's not doing? I mean, it feels like every big story, like, he's just all over. And I know that is the job, but that's a lot easier said than done. Doing a hell of a job. He's got a piece up about this outside audit that has taken place of MATA. And that audit found a few things, a few egregious things, quite honestly. And that's why, you know, again, there have been some big changes, some big hirings and firings. But it questioned more than $1 million in downtown office redesign expenses and then further expenses on the bus system's American Express card. And again, yes, these charges were made on a credit card, but they were paid for with the operating budget. And the Amex credit card charges are essentially all, I mean, there's the most egregious one that I've found. They spent $293,000 on a suite during the 2023-24 Grizzly season.
Mm.
Now, that could apply. I don't know if that also included Tigers. Like, if you have a suite for Grizzlies game, do you then get a suite for I don't know if those things are together or separate. But the story mentions Grizzlies. So it could be both. Either way, I know $293,000 would not be the difference in a reliable public transit system in Memphis. But, man, it's $293,000 those buses don't have because you wanted to get a suite at a Grizzlies game. Just egregious. $11,000 worth of food at those games and for several trips that did not appear authorized. There were... you know, other charges, like I said, with the office redesigns. None of the selections were funded by federal or state grants. The money used to make the payments to Amex appears to come from the operating budget provided by the city or fare revenues. The bus system basically ignored its budgets. Like, none of this was done above board.
That was a hot mess.
$1.2 million was paid to ImageWorks for office space design. And the work was done as part of what the audit system felt were non-competitive procurement practices. MATA was unable to provide a purchase, requisition, approval, or competitive pricing analysis. So basically, they just gave the contract to ImageWorks without shopping it around, spending as if you had the money, as if it was just like no worries at all.
Like Brewster's Millions.
Right, bro.
They thought they had to spend the money.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
It's unbelievable.
That's how MATA was acting, but the chickens have come home to roost because they have no money.
Can't even catch a bus in this town.
I mean, there's a guy on TikTok who's going around trying to do this, right? He's trying to prove that MATA, or not prove, he's just trying to see what it's like to try to be somebody that relies on public transit in Memphis. And I think he caught one bus that was on time.
Amos Mackey tweets about it all the time. He's very critical of MATA and has been for a long time. Just talking about you can't depend on anything anymore with them. And how could you when they're making decisions behind the scenes like these? I mean, that's reckless and don't give a flying you know what right there. I mean, that's unbelievable level of corruption.
That's right. Yeah.
So you have to, I mean, we knew, right? We didn't know what they had been spent on, but it makes you.
I mean, it's just egregious. Shameful, really. Now, again,
face in your hand and say, this is Memphis, Tennessee.
That's right.
Unfortunately.
I mean, this is the kind of stuff that holds you back from being a real, you know, a city that's taken seriously, you know, because people need public transit. I mean, I know this is not a walking city by any stretch of the imagination. And so that's just part of it. But, you know,
plenty of folks in terms of because of our poverty level that have to use and depend on public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So the least that you can do is give them a dependable schedule.
100%.
Where buses are running regularly like they're supposed to do. But they have been an absolute mess in recent years. And yeah, man, hopefully they can clean out all the muck. And actually, but you're starting from such a point of it's not even ground zero. You're behind.
Right.
And so, you know, it'll be a lot. It'll maybe years before you're ever truly operating with any sort of efficiency again.
Yeah, Bakara Malden was the CEO. She was the interim CEO. She was fired in March following a review of her credit card spending. I would say that firing was a prudent choice because she was out here, you know, tricking it off. And so then, you know, again, the city council has seen it weeks ago. And you know, they then rejected multiple requests, records requests from Daily Memphian, eventually citing attorney-client privilege as the reason for the rejections. The Daily Memphian could see that report being read by council members through the glass of the City Hall committee room. So that's the level of transparency that we are dealing with right now, Jason, with the City Council and with MATA. So, look, I mean, this is a metro issue. You know, when I went to D.C., I mean, it was just amazing how easy it was to, you know, you drove up to the subway, you parked your car nearby, you took an escalator down, you paid the fare, and you were on your way, right? And there are bus stops everywhere, too. And that's just how a real city should operate. Like, it should, and I'm not going to sit here and try to act like there's not wasteful spending anywhere else in the world or else in the United States. But, like, we know for a fact that we don't have this in Memphis. We don't have reliable public transit. I mean, we really, as long as I can remember, never have. And so, you know, you hate to see basically, you know, almost $500,000. I mean, over you know, basically $1.5 million in the between the office spending and the Grizzly suite. That's over $1.5 million. Again, I don't know where that would get you, but I think I could. We would all rather that $1.5 million been poured into the vehicles, into the buses, to the drivers, into the, you know, improvements in transit, and it was not. So, you know, maybe this is something that, you know, can spark some change. I don't know. I don't want to be naive, but yeah, this is definitely, you know, a bad look for everybody involved. And so we'll see where it goes. But again, great work by Sam Hardiman at the Daily Memphian to uncover the wasteful spending, to say the least, at MATA.
Very scary story out of New York. Where Mayor Eric Adams said today that the gunman who killed four people at the Manhattan office building that houses the NFL headquarters, he took the wrong elevator, was intended to go up to NFL headquarters and do more damage than he did, and he did plenty. Four people were killed just there. A lot of it happened right there in the lobby, and this... in this case, the shooter's name, Shane Tamura, was trying to get to the NFL offices after shooting several people in that lobby, but accidentally entered the wrong set of elevator banks. Adams said today, the mayor said today in the interview, he had a rambling note found on his body that suggested he had a grievance against the NFL over, as they put it, an unsubstantiated claim that he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Which is CTE. We talk about it, but mostly use the letters to talk about CTE. Obviously, the you know, the brain dysfunction that can come as a result of playing football, or certainly been connected to that. He had played football in high school in California nearly two decades ago. Was not a guy that I can tell had elevated in terms of playing football above the high school level, yep. But had determined himself and his mind that it was the NFL that was to blame for it. You know, basically the pushing of football, the endorsing of football. This he had convinced himself, you know, the NFL was to blame and was going to go do as much damage as possible. The skyscraper also houses Blackstone, one of the world's largest investment firms, and they had one of their employees killed among those that were killed. And so, again, a very scary story when you think about how much more damage he could have done if he hadn't gotten on the wrong elevator, and maybe who to in terms of those NFL offices, but enough damage done just right there in the lobby and the taking of four lives tragically before he was stopped. And so a situation where, you know, mental health certainly comes into play here. Again, had convinced himself the NFL was to blame for what he thought was CTE he was suffering from his high school career. And so, you know, what can you do other than, you know, we look at these stories every day and see these innocent lives taken, and we say, well, you got to make sure you're checking on your neighbors, and we got to take mental health more seriously. But, I mean, what more evidence do we need of it when you have this happening downtown New York, skyscraper, yeah. Real lives taken, and a guy trying to do some serious damage? And in this case, you know, I guess you praise God for the lives that weren't lost, but you're certainly praying for those families that did, you know, because again, what do they have to hold on to right now not much in terms of hope, in terms of those lives lost. And so we're praying for the families of the four people whose lives were lost in New York.
I mean, you had that yesterday. You had the shooting in Reno at the casino. And it's like, that's where we're at. It's like we had two mass shootings in the same day. So that by the end of the day, we don't even remember the first one. We don't even, that's how desensitized we have become to this. I'll be honest, it's a very scary world to raise children in. I mean, we could sit here and try to pretend, but it's something I think about every day, basically. Like when you drop your kid off somewhere and you leave them, you know, school, camp. I know this has been said, but it's like every single place that we associate with as being safe has been, you know, preyed upon. I mean, you name it. And I don't think that message needs to necessarily be, you know, hit home again, because we know that. We just sort of have accepted it. We just accept that, you know, these things. I mean, dude, there was a mass shooting in Turks and Caicos yesterday. It's the first time it ever happened. An island. Like, you know, it happened there. We just live, and I'm not even making this an American thing. We live in a violent world where, you know, I mean, I think part of it is like just this rat race that we're constantly in. You know, it's a zero-sum game, it feels like, to a lot of people. I think people sort of view the world as a zero-sum game, and when other people have things, they have nothing. And when they have nothing, they feel like they have nothing to lose. And, you know, again, this guy, I mean, what business did he have with the NFL? I mean, he played high school football. I mean, what are we talking about? Guy's a nut job. There's just no other way around it. Maybe he did have CTE. I think the reports that he shot himself in the chest. So maybe his brain is studied. I don't deny that CTE is a real thing. But did the NFL invent CTE? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think in many ways they've tried to take some steps to curb it. Have they been perfect at that? Of course not. But, you know, they got these guardian caps that they allow people to wear to try to minimize the impact. I know there are studies that are, you know, debate the effectiveness, but they have put forth options. It's a violent sport. That's the contract everybody signs when they decide to play it. But man, it's just a, you know, whether it's, you know, you're at your office, you're at the grocery store, you're at Walmart, you're at the casino, you're at wherever. It's just like you're vulnerable.
Yep. He's asked that his brain be studied, studied for CTE,
yeah,
according to police department. It was in the 3-page note that was on his body,
right,
when he was found. But it's a tragic story, and again, certainly praying for and included a off-duty New York City police officer who was one of those four people that were killed.
Yeah, he was married. He had two kids. You think he had one on the way? Yeah, I mean.
Because a guy had convinced himself the NFL was to blame for his mental health issues.
You know, the woman that was killed in the lobby, she had two kids. You know, I mean, I just think people, you know, I feel like as a society we are less and less capable of empathy in this day and age. Like, we don't care about it until it hits us, until it's our sister or our mother or our child even. You know, it's like we can't even, you know, I saw some people on the internet saying that they don't care because she was an ultra wealthy person, as if that justifies violence, you know, because she worked at Blackstone. Like that, I feel less empathy for that person because she was a millionaire.
Well, that person that's saying that is the mentally.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know, challenged person that you just talked about this man being.
Yeah, and I don't.
Nobody's summoning. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I.
Any kind of way to feel less sorry for them or any kind of way because of their, you know, status in life.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I wish I had the solution, man, but I just feel like that is we're too far gone now, down that path. Now there ain't no changing it. Now
that's the world, man. It's no solution.
I mean, I have that
one fix solution.
I have that thought every single night, bro. Like I'm like, you know, it's quite the vex. It's quite the vex because, you know, if anybody ever comes into my home and tries to harm, not saying that would ever happen, but how do I protect myself, right? Well, with a firearm. All right, well, you know what happens when you introduce a firearm into the home. like you're more susceptible to violence. You're more susceptible to accidents. You're more susceptible to all those things. So it's just quite the vexing situation. You know, that if you're a parent, you kind of have to, you know, how do I protect my, did you see that picture of, the, what is it? Blackstone? Did you see what they did in the office? Mm-mm. They literally picked up all the couches in the office and they barricaded the door like to the ceiling. It's like this, it's an insane picture. It's like all the couches they assembled in a mountain to keep this person from coming in. Which is smart, which is what you're supposed to do. Yeah. You know, I mean, but man, what a, I think Roger Goodell gave everybody the day off. There was a memo that he sent out where, he told NFL employees, you don't need to come into the office. In fact, if you need to just take the day off, you can take the day off. But it's, when we're in crazy times, when Roger Goodell is sending memos like that, you know,
no question.
So anyway, yeah, thoughts, I mean, we say it every time, but. You know, thoughts and prayers to those affected, man, and I hope someday that this stops. I don't know that it will, but I guess we can hold on to some hope there. Let's take a break because it's probably tough to just segue off of that one. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason and John.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Turn FM ESPN. Your return on a checking account at Leaders is the biggest, the largest that you'll find out there. At least shop around. You need a checking account that makes managing your money easy. Leaders Credit Union offers checking accounts with no monthly fees, no minimum balances, and convenient mobile and online banking. Whether it's earning generous interest with Champion Rewards or enjoying a simple account with Champion Free Checking, they've got you covered. Experience the ease and flexibility of a Leaders checking account. Discover your financial champion for life. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to open yours today. Leaders is your financial champion for life, federally insured by NCUA. All right, so I don't exactly know where I saw this video. Maybe it was on Facebook or something. But I was wondering, I got to say, I was wondering, like, what is Joey Tulipek up to? Because, you know, I know obviously he had the unceremonious exit from Fox 13 a couple of years ago. What was that? That was the Warriors Grizz series, right? So that would have been 2022. So it's been 3 years. I was like, where is Joey Tulipek? What's he up to, man? And I got my answer. Do we have it? Here's what Joey Tulipek, former chief meteorologist at Fox 13, is up to these days.
Never looking back. Why? It's the weatherman. I do this for the people. They call me weatherman. My life keeps on progressing. I'm doing better things. Life can take a left turn. Sometimes the lanes will change. Always keeping God first. I'm thanking him for everything. A Raleigh, Egypt veteran. I did participate. Right now it's U of M, but me, I went to Memphis State. Walk in a higher road. Yes, you can see me pacing. The people love me. They still tune in like a TV station. If it's severe weather, I'll tell you no lie. Just remember me as Joey with the bow tie. Be careful with your energy and what you use it toward. Peace and blessings, everybody. Now we're moving forward. Focus on what really matters.
So, you and yours. There you have it. Joey Tulipek is moving forward. Now, look, I don't know. This is obviously all in fun. He gave you 16 bars. You know, I don't know if he's like doing the independent thing or what. I honestly am completely ignorant to where he's been. But I did not know that Joey had that in his bag.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a good 16.
It
was a positive message, though, which, you know.
About moving forward.
That's right.
You know, what I respect about Joey was that he didn't up and leave Memphis and say, you know what, to hell with that city and I'm moving on. You know, he's talked about it. He's a Raleigh, Egypt guy. He's a Memphis State graduate like us.
Yep.
And he's a Memphis dude. Always has been and always was. And he didn't leave the town that had sort of said, you know what, forget you, that dismissed him. Let's be real.
Right.
And we talked about it in the moment that I don't think folks like Merle Purvis and Ernie Freeman, who had worked with my dad, had worked with Joey Tulipek, you know, black folks like that would have worked for Joey as long as they did and had the opinion of him that they do. And clearly you see Merle still has it. I don't know that they would have held that high an opinion of him if this guy was an all-out racist, everything else. Things that we were just talking about with Hulk Hogan, you know, in his legacy,
right.
Things coming up. This was a frustrating moment for Joey where he came out and he said something that he shouldn't have on Twitter. And then he doubled down on it. If I remember correctly, and the way we talked about this then, after, I think it was Evan Barnes from the CA,
yep,
had sort of caught, hey, that's, you know, what you're saying about Draymond there, that's, you know. And again, I don't have the tweets in front of me, but what we said in the moment was there was an opportunity for Joey to reel it back in. He did not at the time. It also felt like he got caught up, John, a little bit later on in the story where maybe Joey was doing some things to try to get back to Fox and doing what he had it to do in terms of things asked of him, but then management on, you know, changes, everything else, they inherit a situation where they're saying, well, okay, well, do we go on with this guy? And it's new leadership. I think that played into it as well in terms of him not returning. What I know is this is for a large portion of Memphis, and I'm talking about black Memphis, Joey never stopped being their weatherman.
Right.
Including a member of my church, Jennifer, who invited him to her class at Memphis and Shelby County Schools, was still doing science stuff, weather stuff with her class. I'm just saying, this guy wasn't as dismissed for this moment as maybe some have thought, some that have totally lost track. I think he was doing a show, too, on YouTube, his own show here that had Merle on as a guest.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
The Current Temp, I think, is the name of the show.
Got it.
So Joey didn't go, you know, running off like many might have done after
right.
They were, you know, might felt forsaken by their own city.
Yes.
You know, in this case. You know, that. Well, again, we'd ask it in Hogan's case. I'd ask it even more in the case of Joey Tulipek. A guy who I know for a fact, again, with the people he's worked with, can't be some flaming racist like people tried to paint him in this instance. Where is the moments for grace? Where are those moments where a guy can say he's sorry and not be defined by that mistake. And we're willing to move, as the song said, we're willing to move forward with him.
Right.
Because I think that's somewhere we should have probably have long been with Joey Solopek.
Well, I mean, I do think like...
And many were.
You know, this is an interesting time because, like you said, Hulk Hogan, who, and it's really not, it's not me sitting in this seat. It's really not for me to say this was worse. It's not for me to decide. But what Hulk Hogan did in no uncertain terms was as racist and hateful as you could possibly be, right? Like, I mean, he used words that should never be used by anybody.
Well, and acknowledged being a racist in that regard,
exactly.
Right?
I mean, he said it. He said, I'm racist to a point. Yeah. So, you know, again, different.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit, I think, different of Joey got caught up in a heated moment. He used a term that he should not have used. He doubled down on that term, I think was the other part of it, right? We go back and revisit it with somebody and said, like, the truth hurts or something.
Mm.
Like, I do think, you know, listen, if you're going to be a public media person in 2025, or back then it was 2022, like, you do have to have an ability to read the room. You know, you have to know, like, hey, can't say that, shouldn't say that, should exercise a little bit more discretion and judgment. But that, I don't think that compares to what Hulk Hogan did in his bedroom. I mean, that was beyond discretion. That was just bigotry at its absolute worst.
Right.
And I don't want to believe that's what was at the heart of Joey's, situation. But, you know, look, he seems to still be, you know, trying to make a positive impact. You know, I'm surprised that he has not been hired by anybody else in the market, to be honest. I don't know if that's because he, you know, expects a certain amount of money, you know, because he was high on the hog for 18 years over there as the chief meteorologist, Fox 13. I'm sure he made a certain amount of money, so maybe that's part of it. But, you know, listen, it's a new world, you know, and if you're doing it yourself, you know, sometimes that's just as good, if not better. And so I'm not going to judge one way or the other, but it seems like, you know. He at least is trying to move on with his life.
I think in Hulk's case, and he was, as you said, pronounced in some areas. He let his feelings be known, that's completely different than what Joey did. But that's the point. Hulk was given a grace, whether by wrestling itself or parts of America, in terms of here you got a guy that's announcing it.
Yes.
Doesn't want any, you know, any part of it in terms of it, you know, dealing with him in a certain way when it came to those kinds of people.
Yep.
Right. He and America was willing to give him a grace, a pass after he comes out, whatever else, apologizes, whatever, whether that's right or wrong. And in Joey's case, it wasn't even a situation where, you know, he's some announced racist. Yes, I'm in this area of my life, I'm a racist. No, his point, he's frustrated with Draymond. And when somebody said, hey, that kind of language can be tied into racism, rather than looking at it,
yep,
as a public figure probably needs to do in 2022, 2025 and everything else now, rather than being willing to look at it through that lens,
yep,
he doubled down again, saying, I'm not racist.
Right.
I'm saying this
right.
Because I'm frustrated with this guy. This is how I see him. But not willing to look at it through those lens. Completely separate things, but we've dismissed Joey. We haven't given him the grace
right.
that we were willing to give the pronounced racist, in that case,
yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah,
we haven't brought him back. That's why I'm bringing up the two cases. Because
I think they're relevant.
We're past time
yeah.
to bring Joey back, and I hope that this push, having him on, doing a rap video that's as black can get, you know, having a brother on them doing verses, what this whole thing produced, having Merle Purvis on there, his former colleague at Fox 13, a black woman anchor that used to work there, I hope this is a mainstream push by Memphis to get him back where he belongs.
Yeah.
Because we are long past a point where Joey should have been forgiven for this
right.
and brought back into the mainstream. He was a guy who worked hard to earn his spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was taken away from him at a low moment.
Yep.
You know, maybe he did enough to fight back to get it. Maybe he didn't.
Yeah.
But the point was, we should make room here for grace for Joey.
Right.
Who, again, gave us a lot less to be mad at than Hulk Hogan did. And again, many went on to forgive a guy. Many went on to forgive.
I remember I actually had the story at the Daily Memphian when the decision was made to not bring him back. And if I remember correctly, the people that worked there wanted him back. It was the management that felt pressured in some way, whether it was by social media, because there was a storm. Like, you remember Steve Kerr came out and talked about it. And I mean, it was just like relentless for weeks, it felt like. And so I think it was a management feeling this great pressure. But, you know, if Joey Solopek brought the ratings and was good for you, this could have been something that he addresses the room. He addresses the people that work there. He gets some education. He gets some training, right?
I thought I had to feel all that was happening behind the scenes. And then whether it was my management change or whatever else, the Steve Kerr thing popping off, It got back to, but no, we're not going to go down this road. Yeah. But that he was doing those sorts of things as much as he needed to, again, with colleagues that didn't believe he was a racist.
Yeah.
That thought, he, you know, held him in high regard. I'm talking about black colleagues. Ernie, Merle, all of them.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing those things is what it felt. And then whether it was the Kerr stuff and it going Nash, whether it was the new management and a switch over.
Right.
They're like, you know what? This isn't, I think this is a lot. This is, you know, we don't want to, you know, take this on into
like
a new.
Cost cutting. I mean,
we're in that, we were in that day and age as it was. And Joey had been there a long time. Not, you know, very well could have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
But that's my point is he should have long been brought back.
Agreed. Somewhere.
Yeah, you know, there have been other folks in Memphis media who have made mistakes, whatever else been brought back. I mean, and Joey, again, I would point to, is one of us. And for much of the community, which was supposed to be so offended by this, right, the black community, they've never let go of him as their weatherman.
Right. You know, he said that in the rap.
Because like I said, because in Memphis, man, it does go a long way if you come off as genuine, man, that I'm sorry, that acknowledgement of mistake and saying, hey, I'm owning this. I blew it here. We'll grab onto you again. We'll give you that grace here in Memphis, and that's where we should be with Joey. I'm hopeful that this can get folks that weren't on board maybe with it back on board,
right.
And maybe that's more for the, you know, the folks in the administrative positions, the hiring positions at some of these stations than it is for any citizens of Memphis. Because I think the citizens of Memphis, a bunch of them still loved old Joey Solopek.
Yeah, yeah,
it's their weatherman.
I think we tried to get him on once, and maybe it almost happened, but it ultimately didn't. Either way, it seems like, you know, he has found a new path, and he's staying positive. And you know, I truly do. If he did not mean it, as he said he did not mean it, I truly feel bad for him that it has cost him everything. I mean, because who hasn't when you're in the public eye? And again, I don't want to minimize it either. I don't want to say this, you know, because there should be like some form of some level of, hey, there are certain words I should just stay away from, right? In any case that I could possibly offend somebody on a racial level. But
yeah, and I think Joey would probably be the first one to tell you that.
Right.
Based on
everything that
he's been through.
Like that there's this influencer on TikTok right now who's huge. His name is Joey Swole, and he took a picture with Hulk Hogan back in the day. And his whole shtick is Joey Swole's whole shtick is he tells you how to have gym etiquette. Don't be rude in the, you know, he calls people out all the time, right? He's got a massive following. And he had this live on TikTok where he kind of, you know, held up Hulk Hogan and dismissed people who were, you know, bringing into the conversation what he did, you know, in that bedroom, on that bedroom tape. And, you know, he said basically what Hulk Hogan did was a mistake. That wasn't a mistake what Hulk Hogan did. That was his ideology.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, an ideology can't be a mistake. That's earned, that's developed, that's thought through. What Joey said and tweeted was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I truly think that's the nature of it. Because you could see a world where you drink and you got a couple glasses. I think we even talked about that time. Like, have a couple glasses of wine. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Also a mistake in the doubling down of it when called
in the
out,
heat of the moment.
In this case, by a black member of the Memphis media, unfortunately.
Yes.
It was who was charging
that's
him
exactly right.
That added to it
that's
here.
That's exactly right.
And it was a sense of, can you see this? Joey, this is
exactly.
This can be connected, whether right or wrong.
Agreed.
And him doubling down on, I'm sticking to my emotions here.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, you like
so that mistake as well.
You have to be sympathetic to people in anything you do. I mean, I think that just will help you as a human being. And Joey was not that night. But should that have cost him his career? I think that the answer to that it should be no. But
not when he was apologetic and not when he was not. I'm just going to stand on it again from the folks that worked for him. I'm the son of a guy that worked with him, a guy that's not a racist, a guy that grew up Memphis. He says Memphis. He could have freaking went to Raleigh, Egypt, man.
He's a veteran.
What are we talking about here? Like that's the thing. I'm sure Joey has learned a lot through this. And if that's what we need, right, to happen for us to feel better and more importantly, give him grace. you know, extend him that forgiveness, then listen to him. I'm sure whether it's on the Current Tempest show, I think that's the name of it, or in any future interviews, he'd love to tell you how much he's learned, what he learned about his city through this, what he learned about himself. And, yeah, I think we're, like I said, we're long past the point where Joey needs to be back in as part of, you know, mainstream Memphis media.
Well, anyway, I saw that song, and I saw him. I did not expect to come in here today talking about Joey Solopek rapping. I don't think it was bad. I don't think he sounded. I mean, it was obviously whatever. Like, I wouldn't put it on my.
I'd say the little girl down in whatever that was that Olive Branch. She still got him. You know, the one
at the Mexican restaurant,
the chat bars. Yeah, she still got him, but.
He had a couple bars in there,
dude,
man.
The highlight of the video is Merle in that thing right at the
beginning. She starts it off.
Oh, my gosh.
She starts it off. It's like an edit. It's like a Joey Solopek
just
edit.
A Memphis beauty, a Memphis legend, Merle Purvis.
That's right.
And, yeah, I mean, you can tell she's been with him. She's been riding with him the whole time.
She sure has.
And you have to love that about your colleagues, right, that stuck by your side the whole time, even though the world's, you know, in this case, your city or your station's dismissing you. You know, saying, "Hey, you know, no, we can't extend you that grace. We can't keep you on." Merle stood by his side the whole time.
That's right.
Those kind of friends, you want in the world. I know that. So 100%. You know, even when you're down at your, you know, after the world's turned its back on you.
That's a word right there, no doubt. Anyway, that's the update on old Joey Solopek. All right, we'll come back. Frank Bonner's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis football. They start camp tomorrow. So we'll talk about, you know, what to watch for, the quarterback battle. Ryan Silverfield posted a picture of his twin babies on social media earlier this morning. That was a sweet picture. He said the last 6 months have been incredible. The next 6 months will be amazing as he's getting ready to, you know, kick off camp. I hope he's right. I hope he's correct that they will be amazing. We'll talk to Frank Bonner at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.